I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Our question, what do you own and how did you discover that it was potentially dangerous? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
You've got
mail. You want to read any comments about Vanessa before we get started with these emails?
I'll just run through as they came in. Where does it start? Okay, someone making the joke, you guys are horrible. How did you not know this lady had to put her cat down today? My response, we did know. Followed by, this girl is awesome, keep her on. Her upset tone sounds like a drunk tone. Someone else asks, is this Cindy Brady? I won't read that one. That's just horrible, but it was funny. Someone regarding me, it's asking her if she actually had a cat still. Says, savage. Someone else, Thrill, you're an ass. Leave the crazy cat lady alone. Mm-hmm. Ouch, Thrill, that was brutal. Thrill, be nice to the cat lady. Thrill, what the F is wrong with you?
Be nice to the cat lady.
I like this one. That woman that's on the radio right now with the weird cursed statue reminds me of that movie, Drag Me to Hell. Someone else adds, Vanessa's baked and you guys are horrible. A lot of other people say end of the year worthy. People enjoyed Vanessa.
Right. I mean, look, in the end, it's even funnier because she does still have other cats.
She does have other cats.
Yeah.
It vindicates me.
But the end was for Teabag this morning. All the guys, when I was a kid, I was swinging an umbrella.
Emails.
And.
Yeah. I was swinging an umbrella in my living room. After one full swing, the head of the umbrella snapped off and stuck into a wall an inch away from my sister's neck.
Jesus.
I'm from Bracken, Puyallup.
Brack missed.
Hi guys, my very friendly and playful dog, a blue heeler, is dangerous, but only to me. He has an extremely hard head and likes running into me full speed. Usually it's not a problem because he'll slide into my chest and hit me with a wide part of his body. Well, a few months ago, he hit me with his hard-ass head on my head and caused a concussion. That from Adam. Does your blue heeler have a hard head?
She does have a hard head. Based on her jump, I protect the jewels, man.
Well, your old dog was a blue heeler.
I like blue heelers.
Yeah.
But they're very different dogs.
Well, sometimes, too, with dogs, I mean, even just retrievers or whatever, like, they just sprint around.
Right, and they stop running when they hit something.
Hola, hombres. Watch out for cadet wall heaters. My daughter dropped her coat in front of one once, and it started to burn. No major damage, but I was much more vigilant after that. Thanks, guys. That from Frank. That's a good example of what we're talking about.
I mean, I think wall heaters are just kind of that. You should keep stuff away from them.
Mm-hmm. Guys, about 6 months after I got married, I slipped off the step on a semi-truck and caught my ring on the exhaust stack. I caught the lower step with the tip of my boot. All the meat on my finger was pulled up to where the arrow is. Mm. I haven't worn a wedding ring since.
Jeez.
That from Gregory. As we move on to birthday requests, guys, our son
sure,
Brewer.
Sure, Gregory.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Our son Brewer turns 22 today. Can he get Coach Ted talking him through being 22 in a pandemic along with an Alan Thicke? That from Mom, Dad, and Brother Miles. What a great name.
Brother Miles.
Brother Miles. Yeah.
I'm not related. I'm just Brother Miles.
That is just a different version of Miles. I want to see it, though.
Right.
All right, you're 22. That's not going to be as crazy as last year you turned 21. Now, being 22 in a pandemic, Coach don't have a lot for you, because frankly, we hadn't been here before. Last time was 1918. Believe it or not, son, Coach wasn't alive then. I don't know. Go about your normal day. Wear your mask. Hopefully by summer you can go to an actual event.
Bertolos, it's my beautiful girlfriend Casey's birthday today. Can you guys give her the dirty Germans talking about the skinless banger she's getting tonight? With love, that from Russ, the maintenance man in Tacoma.
Yeah, you see, the bangles do have skin at the very beginning, but based on friction and how unexcited you will get by the time he's done, it will in fact be the skinless banger.
Yes, you know, one of these bangles will show off encased in the skin. But once we put our eyes on that lady, the skinless banger is out.
Guys, can I get a birthday shout-out from my buddy Bustin? How about Coach Ted hyping him about being shorter and fatter than all his friends? Thanks, guys. That from Josh.
That's what hits home. Short, chubby guy out of the group. Well, a couple things you can do. Number one, you can make a lot of money. I don't know about that one. Number two, you gotta have to be funny. You have to get him with humor. Get around that. Other than that, make him play sports you like. You know, maybe introduce, like, I don't know, how old are they?
Don't know how old Bustin is.
All right. Well, if you're still under 30, make him play tackle football. And those tall, lengthy guys won't be talking all that ass.
Bitches want to request an original fish sandwich and the dirty Germans wishing my husband James a happy birthday. Thanks so much. That from Joan.
Do you want to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, you go by the name James, but a certain part of me you will simply call Jimmy.
Yeah, this is James. You know, you're so famous around here.
Yeah.
Just happy to see. Actually, you know what? We're not happy to see you. Sad version of you.
Hello, boys. Today is my wife, Amy, pronounced Harlot's 30th birthday. Can she get a suck-it-up cupcake? Are you like that? And Mickey and Goofy talking about the dirtiest of 30s. That from her loving husband, Trevor. Thanks, guys,
so
for all you guys do.
Cupcake!
You like that? You like that?
Well, guys, old Gooster here remembers turning 30, but it's dog years. So basically, I was 210 years old, so it was slow and sloppy.
You know, a lot of people turn 30, they're very dirty. Some of them go to whorehouses.
So, preach, Mick.
Mick's out there trying to spend money. So, single mom's employed. But for her 30, just open the mail store. You know what I mean.
Jesus. Patolos, I want to wish your birthday. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Linda. She turns 37 today. She's in the health industry. So how about Coach Ted giving us her some advice on how to lose weight and live a healthy lifestyle? Thank you, guys, and happy Chinooka. That from Jesus.
Happy Chinooka. What does she work in?
She works in the health industry.
Jesus, man. Well, if you're in healthcare, that's got to be a little tough right now. A little stressful out there. You know what? And there's one simple thing you could do is, if there's food you like that's not good, just keep it out of the house. You know what I mean? And people send you packages of toffee and chocolate from Scotland and Northern Ireland. Let's just pile it up in a drawer. Sometimes you gotta tape the damn drawers shut.
You tape the drawer shut?
I'm about to, man. I had a buddy send me a care package from Belfast. I mean, there's so much candy in my house right now, it's ridiculous.
Bring it in!
I don't want to eat it, but I'm not going to share.
Basically, yeah,
what is going on here?
I feel like a child. I'm like, well.
You shared your beef with us today.
Well, because I cooked that, and I wanted you guys to try it.
It was very good.
Oh, it was.
So you're not going to eat your candy, but you ain't going to share it with us.
I'll eat it at some point. You know what? You guys want some chocolate? I'll bring you in some chocolate.
You said you had toffee?
I do.
Absolutely.
You're not part of
bags
of
yeah,
toffee.
I love
you part
toffee.
With some toffee.
Oh, do you guys really like toffee?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I'll bring some in. No worries.
All right, cool. That's how we get things done.
Guys, Ola Macholas, happy 50th. Thanks for all the entertainment. Today's my grandmother, or granddaughter, Jaslyn's birthday. She's the best granddaughter I could ever ask for. So how about a barbershop quartet fish sandwich for her? Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Jazz's grandma.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you, bitches.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Live from the Basement Studio Bar, Flat Castle, everybody.
I had a 1-gallon bottle of Makers in here.
You do?
And I cannot find it.
Is it in your belly? You might want to check your belly.
I think it's because sometimes that happens when you recycle a bottle when it's empty and you don't realize that it's gone.
Mm.
Because you've forgotten.
You might have indulged in it?
That's the irony.
Oh, yeah. I guess I did finish that, didn't I? That was fine Sunday. Yeah.
How was Monday? That's the question.
What's something that you and Miles the Thrill and me have in common?
Two of us are bald. Mm-hmm. Two of you are white.
Speaking of drinking too much.
Two of us have scooters.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking too much.
I don't know.
We all had entirely too much to drink during our job interviews, and we're sure we'll never get this job.
Yes.
That's very true. You don't do drugs like Steve and I.
So that's a question. Not the same drugs as you used to. I mean, we've been known to share them from time to time, though. Okay. No, so that's kind of the point of today's sit and spin. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Were you going to say that we all listen to albums? Was that the answer to the question?
No, yes, we all got drunk in the interview.
Oh, okay.
We all make awful first impressions.
Got hired anyway.
Right.
The wives all So what we're talking about today on Sit and Spin is the 20 best album opening songs. This is your first impression of that album. So the people at Bro Bible went through and figured out the best opening songs on albums.
Okay.
Kick the door open.
It doesn't matter the band or the artist. I feel like first song has to be kick-ass, right? I mean, for whatever it is. It could be Garth Brooks. It could be Black Sabbath. It doesn't matter. You want to come out swinging. Mm-hmm.
And it used to be that your first song was on the album was also the first single. So that'd be the one you'd hear on the radio and stuff, too.
So these are the bangers. These are the best ones on...
absolutely.
The 10 best album opening songs of all time.
Number 10.
Out here in the fields.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's next? This album turns 50 years old this year.
Oh, great. I wonder if the first guy who was on the air, you know what I mean? And whatever year this was, 73, 74. It was like
71.
Here
it's
is
50.
Baba O'Reilly.
Baba.
There are a lot of sheep in Ireland, so this is about Baba O'Reilly.
Baba O'Reilly. He was a fine man, he was.
Let's drink to Baba.
Yeah. I don't even hear the Baba in there, do you? What the hell he's saying?
I think it's Bubba.
Bubba.
Bubba O'Reilly.
Hey, man.
That's a Bubba who works at the auto parts store.
That's exactly
right. Bubba O'Reilly.
He works at O'Reilly's. Yeah.
He's got a 76 Dodge Grand Monaco.
I'm in my air filter. These are the 10 best album opening songs of all time.
Number 9.
Well, Miles, if you were looking for bangers, Crazy in Love from Beyonce.
It is a banger.
Dangerously in Love is certainly a banger.
That is a banger.
It is. Yeah. Heard it a lot.
Remember, from Beyonce, this is a banger.
Mm-hmm. We saw her do this at the Super Bowl. Steve was asleep.
Did she sing this song? You know what? I honestly couldn't tell. What's this? I don't know. Look, when we got to the Super Bowl, every seat had a little, like, purple finger condom.
Oh, yeah.
But there was like, don't put it on until halftime.
Do you
right?
see Beyonce's
so,
butt?
Beyonce rolls out there, and at some point, I don't know if she's with Destiny, so whatever, her finger turns purple. The place goes crazy, and there's all these idiots around us with purple fingers waving. I'm like, what is the point of this?
The point was to blow the power and cause a 45-minute delay.
Because it looked cool on TV.
Right.
That's something else we all have in common, is we were with Steve when he fell asleep in a public place.
Dude, he's asleep at the bar again.
Dude, and then he goes, like, you guys don't have to leave, but your friend can't sleep in here.
Yeah.
It was a struggle.
These are the 10 best album opening songs
for all of
time.
Us.
8, number 8. It's a beautiful day.
I don't know. I mean, you two has their moments. They could have picked better.
I think this was like the return of you two.
It kind of was, man. I don't know if this song, as far as you two goes, this to me is not one of their banger songs. Doesn't mean I hate it, but it's just.
It could also have been their farewell. It's like, see ya.
Yeah.
That's from All That You Can't Leave Behind.
It definitely was a little more upbeat than some of the stuff the years before.
Sure.
This is the 10 best album opening songs of all time.
Number 7.
Do you like a refugee? Don't have to live like a refugee.
from the folks at Bro Vinyl. They picked Tom Petty's Damn the Torpedoes first song, Refugee, for number 7.
Great song. Had the chance to see him. I'm like, you know what? I just can't do it this time, but he'll be back around. Then he died.
Dude, have I told you the story? I was up in Everett at a buddy's house, and we got stuck in traffic coming back to Seattle. And I was like, by the time we get there, you know, we're going to be halfway through the show. Screw it. We'll just go home. I'll catch him next time.
Yep.
And he started late.
Yeah, and last time I drove up to the Gorge, my buddy was like, oh, you never saw him? It was amazing at the Gorge.
I'm sure it was. Thank you.
These are the 10
I did see him at the Gorge, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was in that was like in 1999 or something. Yeah,
you know what we don't have in common? Tom Petty.
These are the 10 best album opening songs
of all time.
Six. Number 6. Human beings in a vibe. What's a vibe to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer?
Jay-Z and Kanye from Watch the Throne. No Church in the Wild.
Watch the Throne. Okay. In other words, they were sharing a public bathroom.
Yeah.
So look, man, there's no door on the stall. Watch
there's
the
no
throne.
Lock. There's no lock, man. Just stand out here.
Watch the throne.
I was watching Game of Thrones.
I feel like Kanye got his eyes off the throne.
I got a heater coming on.
Right? He started looking at other thrones. It's like, no, this is the one we're talking about.
You with the hair? These are the 10 best album opening songs of all time.
Five. Number 5.
Does Jimi Hendrix sound a little bit like a black Dracula?
He sounds like he's just...
Good evening! I am Jimi Hendrix!
He sounds like a talking...
I believe the term you're looking for is Blackula.
Blackula, yeah. Hey, Blackula's already taken.
Starring Pam Grier. Yeah, he sounds like a talking sheet of acid.
Right.
He
really...
Oh, no!
Right, I was... Song was about weed, but he seems really fired up.
Hey, weed, bro.
I'm pretty sure this is it.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky. You don't write that. Unless you're completely.
That's acid, fine. Man.
Yeah, a lot of people don't smoke weed and go, I can feel it in my veins.
Right.
More of a lung thing.
These are the 10 best album opening songs of all time.
Number 4.
David Lee Roth.
Roy. Really set the tone for the rest of their career with that one, didn't they?
You know what, though, man?
Yeah. The first song from the first album.
And every album they did with David Lee Roth after that, this song represents it very, very well.
And the only thing, I mean, I know it's both Devil and Satan and all that stuff, but Shout of the Devil, although it was not the opening song for Motley Crue, because they had In the Beginning.
Does that count?
It's not
a song.
Because they didn't count albums that had intros, because they'd say, like, this thing's just got to come out of the gate and be a hit.
Right.
Because it was track 2.
Yeah. Needed to be a banger, right? These are the 10 best albums.
Wait. Wouldn't this then be track 2?
No.
Isn't Eruption before this?
No, it's after.
No,
you really got me.
Later in the album.
Oh, really yeah, you're me. Right, yeah. You're right.
These are the 10 best album opening songs
of all time.
Number 3.
I'm just not convinced the Prince is really going nuts. When you say it like that.
No.
He means like cashews.
Right.
It's nuts.
It's a grocery list.
Yeah, exactly. Should we get the pecans and the almonds?
Let's go nuts. Nice.
Let's get nuts.
Talking to his bartender.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
These are great. Salted, honey roasted. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts.
It's my favorite bar. They have a nut bar.
Prince loved it, wrote a whole song about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh? He went crazy and ate nuts of all kinds.
We gotta put that in the list of like, come on home, girl.
Right.
My poop looked like squirrel poop.
Let's get nuts.
All right, man, whatever you're into.
Whatever, Prince.
Pancakes, nuts. These are the 10 best albums.
Everybody's got their thing.
10 best album opening songs of all time.
Number 2.
What he's saying is he wants a giant vagina. I mean, I want a whole lot. Just
look at the size of that thing.
I brought my spelunking gear. Got a couple of carabiners, some rope, and a hat with a light on it.
That's all heading in. Yes, sir. I'm just looking for my car keys and my car that's down there somewhere.
They call me Robert. Class ring.
They call me Robert Plank, so I'm done. You're going to be soiled.
Oh, God. Courtesy of our friends at BroBible.com, these are the 10 best album opening songs of all times, and we made it to number one.
Number one. Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
This could have been, it was a great album. They could have begun and ended with this song as an album. Like, great album. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be curious to see where Hell's Bells from AC/DC fell on this list, because that was track one on Back in Black, right? You want to talk about setting the tone.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. I think Hell's Bells, man, I don't think it was. Was it? Everyone's saying it.
You know, Mike is very confident about this one.
All right, look it up. All right, look it up,
Cass. So we appreciate it. There you go, with the 10 best album opening songs of all times on Sit and Spin. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day.
Yeah.
And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk. And some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in North Carolina ended up in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after she tried to get out of her car and dance next to it and managed to get herself caught in the seatbelt and dragged for nearly a quarter mile.
Ooh.
So that was a trend, I think, on TikTok for a while there, where somebody would bail out of the car and somebody was holding the camera and they would do some weird dance and jig while the car was ghost riding.
Yeah.
Beside them.
Ghost ride the whip.
Yeah, and it just... stupid. It's a bad idea all around.
I mean, a lot of things sound fun in principle, but right. The actual application is different.
Right. If you manage to pull it off, yeah, it can look kind of cool. Don't do it. Because it's not going to.
It doesn't look that cool.
Because you're going to look exhausted and absolutely terrified as you're doing it. It's not a good idea. There's a photo going viral of a guy sitting on the floor of a train and eating his dinner off of a seat.
Mm. Yeah, he's like sitting like cross-legged.
Mm-hmm.
Facing the seat, in the aisle, not in the aisle, but where you would put your feet in the seat.
Right.
And then he's using the actual seat as a tray to eat with.
Right. Did they not give you trays in a train? It has been a long time since I've ever been in a train.
And most of the
where
time...
Where was it? Was it in the States?
It doesn't say.
Ah,
okay.
Well, if it's a commuter train, no. If it's a passenger train, maybe.
I mean, I just wouldn't because, you know...
Also, a lot of times you can go, like, sit at a table in the bar
exactly.
car.
Exactly.
Maybe this is just an invention because the bar car is closed.
And they do have cars that just have tables where you can sit.
I think my man's just hungry.
Chair. Yeah, it could be.
I know there's a butt where my food was. I don't care.
Just understand this. If you're on a train, there's plenty of room to walk around and go to all different seats and hang out.
I want to ride a train.
Very comfortable.
You ever been on a train?
I rode a train Honestly, funny enough, when I was in the Scouts, I wrote it for the railroading merit badge, and I wrote it, like, within the little station area.
No, that's not right.
But I haven't actually taken a train
anywhere.
Wait,
what do you have to do to get the merit badge?
We learned about the history of trains and what they do.
A train merit badge?
There is.
That's how you got to Eagle Scout?
I actually figured out that the horn that they honk as they go through every... They have to do that for every intersection that they go through, and there's actually a code. There's a Morse code that they do with that big old horn. If you listen, it is the same way every time.
That you haven't really been on a train.
It's like being a teacher's aide and getting a credit to graduate high school.
Right.
I took orienteering.
Okay, no, I took orienteering too.
I took first aid.
I took that one too.
Life saving.
I took that one too.
I took personal finance.
I took that one too.
All right. I didn't take no damn.
No. I had all the required ones.
You telling me you don't have 1 week badge?
Like, you just did the bare minimum. You know, like Mike, learn the history. I'm not going to get on the train.
Miles, there is 21 badges that you need in order to get the Eagle Scout if my count is correct.
I had 27.
I had 30.
I had 27.
So, I didn't just stick with the ones I had.
I'm not sure I can identify them now by looking at them. That's the problem.
There's a challenge.
Yeah. You still have your somewhere?
I do.
I know you do. You think your mom still has
it? I don't know. You know when you find that out, when they die.
Yeah, that's when you find it.
They got in a box somewhere. You have to dig through stuff. Like, why would you save this?
Oh, no.
Just take the train to Portland or something. It's fun.
Yeah, I want to, man.
There's a bar car.
Go
I
with
said
us.
That already.
Bar car.
You don't want to go with us.
Yes,
Portland.
You do.
I've been to Portland with you guys.
No, no.
Not on a train. It's different.
The train.
It begins on the train, Mike. You understand?
Yeah, brother.
And when I don't think you understand what I'm saying when I say it begins on the train.
All of it.
It.
I'm scared but intrigued.
Yes,
I'm
you should be.
The world's first
Steve
space.
Steve got off the train and started hugging people. He didn't know.
Hey, that
he
old did. Lady. Yeah.
He did. This
no,
guy. This
him.
Guy right here. Yeah. This guy.
This guy that I had to pull out of Vegas traffic hugging people. He
same guy.
That
guy.
Oh, that guy.
And
oh,
that old man. Broad was never happy. Yes. Yeah, this woman
right here. That guy showed up in Vegas.
Oh, man. The world's first space hotel could begin construction within the next few years.
Space hotels?
Space yes.
Hotel. I read about
thank
it yesterday.
You.
It's not.
Why?
Here's the thing. I would do it in a heartbeat because I have this remarkable desire to go into space. The problem is, as I read about it yesterday, they're trying to make it like a cruise ship, kind of this luxury thing.
Okay.
There's a reason why if you look at the inside of the space station, it looks like the inside of your grandfather's garage.
Yeah.
There's parts everywhere. These are scientists. Things are a disaster. All right, so they showed all these things they want to do, and it's going to rotate it of like 1/3 of the Earth's gravity or somewhere around the type of the moon. Right? And I go, okay. But when you look at the pictures they have, there's someone pouring drinks. Imagine pouring a drink on them. I'm like, you have not thought.
Right.
You haven't thought this out. This idea, I love the idea. It's brilliant. We're not there yet. There's people who think the Earth is flat. We're not there yet. And they keep trying to make it look fancy. And I'm like, everything you're showing would fail miserably in space.
Yeah,
but why do people like keep making projects? Like, nobody's gone. Like, I thought Lance Bass was going to go. He never went.
To the
moon? Right. Tesla was like...
Not the moon, space station.
Just space. But, like, remember, Tesla was like, we're going to start sending people to Mars and this and that. But, like, nothing's really happening.
A lot's happening. But they're on a timeline, and the Mars thing is still, like, 2030-something. So everything you see now, every time you watch a SpaceX thing blow up when it's trying to land again, that's the now. That's where we're at. But the idea of that is what gets us there. And when they can finally get it where it does not explode on a barge... And people don't think they're going to die in a horrible fiery death. Then we move forward.
That's
so this is like the test phase on a medication. All right, let's see the occurrence of diarrhea, nausea, right? That's what this is.
The BMV rejected 462 plates last year, largely for profanity or sexually explicit phrases, according to the list obtained through the public records request by the USA Today Network of Ohio.
What to Ohio?
And lucky Ohio. For you guys, I have a grand list of a bunch of rejected license plates. Are you ready for all these?
All right.
Let me just go as fast as I can here. Let's see.
You're going to have to take kind of slow, man, because we have to reason
write down.
Out
it's
the
true.
Message.
So, GRBNASS.
NASS.
Grandass. MVEBTCH.
Move over, bitch.
Move, bitch.
I like that one.
This one's just vegan AF. Let's see. That one's ZFs.
Meaning what?
Zero. Right.
Zero Fs, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here you go, Miles. KSMY. AUS.
Kiss my ass.
IMLHAF.
Okay.
If you just drop the AF, right. They're money.
Don't
right?
put the AF on the end of it. And that's kind of the common trend. This one uses Z's instead of S's, and it says as up. WTF 2020 tended to be a common theme as far as these ones.
What's wrong with that?
Right? 2020 sucked. There's no...
That's fair.
Right.
Right. Just, everyone would be like, yeah, right on, man. That guy would get more thumbs up driving down the road. Like, hell yeah, brother.
There's somebody that took our advice. We have a special day here on Fridays where the people that like to eat the Vietnamese noodles pho can create their own take-home kit.
Oh, yeah, their own kit.
And so they have
the pho kit.
That's correct.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
That was rejected. They're not going to let that one fly.
Huh. 2020 did suck. And they're in Ohio.
That's
even worse for them.
You don't have to wear a mask or nothing.
This one says axe murderer.
Jesus.
MRDRR murderer.
Look, if it's
maybe he plays guitar and he crushes it. He's an axe murderer, man.
Or he's a serial killer and you're ignoring the first obvious sign.
They can't do that one, though.
I can't?
No.
Okay.
Hold on, let me say that.
Because it's, unfortunately.
I mean, I would just stick with the letters. Yeah. Whatever you're drinking.
You're asking me to
I was like, why are you asking Bono?
That's fair.
You're in charge.
Because that way I could blame it on him if I got in trouble.
Ah,
he
smart.
Doesn't sign that little notebook, Mike. You do.
That's true. This one says small peepee.
All right.
Why would you reject that? If somebody wants to tell you they're not packing heat, like, okay.
Eugenus?
Right. D's nuts. Yeah, that one shows up with a lot of different
stuff. Oh, they were after you.
Oh, goodness gracious. This one just says Brazzer, which I get it that it's a porn site.
No, Brazier.
No, it's Brazzer.
It's a porn site.
It
is Brazzer.
Oh, yeah.
But even then. Your queue now.
I didn't know that.
What's wrong with having a porn site as your license plate, though, is what I'm thinking. Maybe it's my last name. You don't know
that. Normally, I know porn sites. I did not know that.
Okay. Well, it's just the one that's popular with the kids, Miles.
Okay.
All right. I don't know.
Yeah. And you would only know that if you look at that stuff. Like, you say Brazzers to me, I know exactly. I mean, I can think of actress.
Okay.
But...
If you're not watching porn,
exactly. Like,
it's just a word.
Right.
And if you are watching porn, you don't care. So either way, right. I think this person's safe.
Yeah. Maybe it's wowzes.
This guy probably works on the farm. It's castrator.
Jesus.
With all right.
Eight in the middle.
He's a FFA guy.
This one, I think.
Wait, again, I feel like serial killers are playing their card and Ohio's just ignoring it. Like, look, there's two things I think there's a bit. One, if the axe murderer actually turns out to be an axe murderer, you'd be like, well, here is the sign. One. Two, count on most of the time these people are not going to do a hit and run because your license plate is too easy to remember.
Could you do like neutered?
Right.
Probably not.
You know, this one says thick with three K's. I think it could have flown if they had done C's instead of K's.
But oh, the three K's.
Yeah, I think that was the problem with that.
Three K's.
I think that was the intent.
You mad ho?
But it's my you mad ho?
Jesus.
Ass man one.
The ass
what
man.
What about this guy named like Kenny Kevin Klein?
I know.
He just like can't get anything monographed.
Oh, he hates his parents.
S happens. You're dumb. Damn with multiple A's, which again, what's wrong
damn.
With that? Is damn still considered that bad of a word these days?
No.
Yeah, let's see here.
Wait a minute. Back up from damn.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
You're dumb.
You're dumb. What's...
You are dumb.
Who cares?
Yeah.
BG Wang. So Big Wang.
Yeah.
Pooping, boobies.
You pooping.
Nip to nip.
Ooh.
See,
I like pooping.
This one went thick with C's, but then added the AF on the end of it. So, rejected. Take it out of here. Dodging BS. Got to pee. Meth head. Side bitch.
Sorry, Jesus.
FU 2020 for F sake. The turd.
The turd. What's wrong with the turd?
Let him be the turd.
Dude, he's giving you 100 extra bucks.
S-box was a pretty common theme throughout all these as well.
The turd.
Oh,
you want to be known as the turd? You're the turd.
That's awesome.
Let's see, there's...
Sir, how long
I get that now?
How long are you staying in this hotel? What's your license plate number?
The turd.
You can't be the turd.
With a three. A-hole. F. Carol B.
Oh, Carol Baskin.
Bring it back to Carol Baskin. All right.
No, it's Carol Burnett.
Oh, man. Oh,
jeez. I don't think anybody hated her that much.
Two, we got felon, which, again
let them do it.
Yeah. People stay away from
it. It says, like, I kill people. Like, let them put that on the license plate.
No different than cat lover.
And then duty.
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 As the last one duty. That I can say on this list. Go look the list. There's a lot that I can't say because of reasons.
Couldn't we just do, like, gunt?
Right, like, it's not a word.
Like, you know.
Give him a word that's not a word.
Squatch.
Squanch.
Quaff.
Squanch is a thing.
The, squanch. The other quat. One, though, Miles.
I want gunt quat.
I know quat.
No, no, it's just quat.
They're not even words.
Q-U-A-T quat.
Yeah.
A 19-year-old in the UK has been playing the same numbers in the lotto, and they finally came up, but there's just one problem.
What was that problem? Big
I'll
quaff.
I'll tell you about that 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, it's going to get tested on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?